Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is April the 24th. I hope you guys can hear me. I'm using new equipment, so give me a chime, give me a text. Let me know if you can hear me well. 309-750-7584. Again, this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson for you today. I thank God and I praise God for my co-host who has been hosting. That's Evangelist Terry Rogers, who has given outstanding messages, and thank you. I've been hearing back, feedback. Thank you for those feedback. Thank you for just letting me know. Thank God for her and her assistance in this ministry. Well, our announcements for today, we are in a lovely class. I am teaching Old Testament survey. We are going through the books of the Bible. We are reading them. Thank you for the feedback. Praise the Lord. You guys can hear me. I appreciate that. We are going through the Old Testament. We have done Genesis. We have done Exodus. And now we are on Leviticus. And certainly, You still have time if you want to register and get in on this outstanding Bible class. You need to know the word in order to be successful in this last and evil days. Certainly, give me a call if you just want to listen to a class and see what you're missing. Give me a call, 309-750-7584. Certainly, if you have receiving something from this ministry, if the word of God is touching your heart, if something has been said, something has been given to you, please consider donating to this ministry. You can send those donations, Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., or AGMI, at P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. Thank you for that. Thank you even for the response in your texts. I appreciate it. So, to everyone in radio land, I decree blessings unto you. If you continue to be blessed by this show, please let me know, text, email, or just commenting on the lesson. You can send me an email, Amazing Grace Ministries, and that's amazing, A-M-A-Z-E-N, graceministries@gmail.com. And certainly for the link today is http://tobtr.com/s/11933234, and that will get you in to this lesson if you miss it out there in radio land. So let's get into the lesson, shall we? Prepare to hear a word that will captivate your mind. It will change your life. Christ has come that we may have life, and that life more abundantly. Time is moving on in 2021. Don't get left behind. God is saying we are breaking out and rebuilding the destitute places. And certainly the theme for April has been Jesus is rebuilding the foundation. And certainly this lesson for this last day in September is making social impact by strategically fighting and praying to get the job done. Let's go to Lamentations 5, and I'm going to read 1 through 10. Remember, O Lord, what is come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to idols, to aliens, orphans, and fatherless, our mothers, our widows. We have drunken our water for money, our wood is sold unto us, our necks are under persecution, we labor, we have no rest. We have given the land to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that does deliver us out of their hand. We got our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. Let's review the lessons for this month. Certainly our first week was the second son, the promises in the second son. And we read scriptures from Hebrews 11 chapter, verses 17 through 19. And it talks about by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall be thy seed be called, according to the God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Certainly we talked about Jesus Christ and it was around the Easter time or getting ready for Easter. We talked about the Palm Sunday and then going on into Easter, the fact that Jesus came that we might have life. And certainly when we look at Jesus Christ, we know that we have life and that more abundantly. Now, the second week we talked about good in the day of trouble. So get ready for a breakout. Y'all, we're getting ready for a breakout. God is going to do some new things in this land. Oh, judgment is coming, and certainly he is telling us to fortify ourselves and get ready because he is speaking. And we came from Isaiah 58 and 8. And none, 1 and 7. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth, and the righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be rewarded. Nahum 1 and 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust him. Certainly God knows us, and he's working it out. So be encouraged. Now, the third week, we talked about resistance to recovery, dealing with spiritual and political issues of today. This word has the ability to speak to issues we're going through right now. Some people say that this word is old, is out of date, but I'm here to let you know that the word of God is in season for today's time. Nothing is new under the sun. History repeats itself. So because history repeats itself, we know that the Bible spoke to political issues, and it came from Ezra 10, verses 10 through 12, and Nehemiah 2, 18 through 20. Praise God. Find those in your Bibles. But we know that the priest Ezra spoke to the spiritual issues, and Nehemiah spoke to the political issues. He spoke to the governors at that time that wanted to stop the wall from being built. And Ezra spoke to the spiritual issues. You got a temple that has been built, but you still walking in sin. You still walking in idolatry. But certainly God has come that we must speak truth to power. We must stand holy in this last and evil day. Now we are in the last week in April, and certainly this issue, this topic on today is making a social impact by strategically fighting and praying to get the job done. We are arming ourselves to get the job done. Just like Nehemiah did, he had one, he built in one hand, and they were armed in another because they had to get the job done. Now, what do you mean by strategic? Oh, strategically, it is defined in a way that relates to the achievement of a long-term or overall aim and interest. We've got an interest in our loved ones. We've got an interest in our kids. And we've got an interest in what's going on in our nation today. In a way that relates to gaining or a military advantage. I'm here to let you know that as saints of God, as people of God, as people that are striving to know God, we are in a arming. That's why Ephesians 6 says, put on the arm of God. We are in a war, and we have got to fight. So what is another word for strategically? It is arrangements, blueprints. It is design. It is game plan. It is ground plan. It is a master plan or just a plan, period. So when we look at the definition of fighting, it means the action of fighting violence or conflict, displaying or engaging in violence or combat aggression. Now, the word says that the saints of God, we take it by force, meaning we have got to war. We've got to fight the enemy because the enemy is going to come at us with all guns ablazing, but that's why God has given us the armor to fortify ourselves so that we know that we win in this fight. So let's talk about the background of Lamentations, shall we? Now, when we look at Lamentation is contributed to the prophet Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. It is, and we know that he is considered the weeping prophet. He spent 40 years telling Israel about their displeasing ways. He kept pleading with Israel, come on now, repent, repent, repent. Now, doom is coming, doom is coming. But they would not hear. It's almost like Noah and in the day when the people were evil and the Lord said, it's going to rain. But the people did not believe him. After years of predicting warnings of destruction to their homeland, the worst had come to pass. God is not going to keep messing around with us and keep messing around with us when we don't obey his will, his word. God wants us to obey. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to put him first. And I declare once you put him first, he will show up for you. Jerusalem and Judah had been destroyed, and the Israelites were overtaken by their enemies on every side until they were dispossessed from their land and taken into captivity. We understand by the word that over in Genesis, God promised Abraham that he would make him a nation. Now, three things had to occur to make his seed a nation. One, you had to have the people. Two, you had to have the law. And three, you had to have the land. And God had given him, God had fulfilled his covenant to Abraham's people. They were a nation. They had the land. They had the laws. But guess what? What they didn't do was obey the laws. So the major theme of Lamentations 1 through 4, chapters 1 through 4, expresses personal and community cries to God for their afflictions. Personal and community. So individually and collectively, they were crying out. They were crying. They were crying. Hallelujah. However, right in the middle of their cries, Jeremiah dug deep and pivoted to place his hope in the God of his salvation. God may come and spank us, God may come and whoop us, but certainly there is still hope in our God of salvation, who is able to make it right, who is able to do it if we repent of all our sins. That's why repentance is a daily thing that we must do. Why? Because this flesh is not saved and will never be. So Jeremiah 3:21 and 23, a voice was heard unto the high places, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they had prevented their ways, and they have forgotten the Lord thy God. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation, hope, for from the hills and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is our salvation. So Jeremiah provides a voice to their overwhelming grief. Repentance and hope in God's love and mercy because his covenant still stands. The book of Lamentations continues to serve as a significant part of the Jewish life. The entire book is read publicly as a part of an annual solemn observance to remember the temple's destruction in 587 B.C. Just like spiritual hymns and music from the civil rights movement, it's connecting points between the past and our current struggles. And we still are dealing with civil rights issues. Hallelujah. But God knows, God hears. Jeremiah 52, 12 and 13 read, "Now in the fifth month, in the tenth day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the guard, which served the king of Babylon, into Jerusalem, and burnt the house of the Lord and the king's house and all the houses of Jerusalem, all the houses of the great men burned he with fire." So we know that Babylon captured Jerusalem and burned it down, burned it to pieces. Now, who was Jeremiah? Jeremiah was a prophet who lived prophesying during the latter days of the southern kingdom. And the southern kingdom was Judah. His ministry began during the reign of King Josias, which reigned from 639 to 609 BCE and ended in 596 B.C. with the destruction of Jerusalem. The son, now, Jeremiah was the son of Hilkiah, and this was the high priest who found the word in the temple of Josiah. And after finding the word, the scroll of the word of what the Israelites were supposed to do and had not done, certainly this king who walked up right before the Lord went to find the prophet Huldah. And the prophet Huldah prophesied and told the king that after his reign, then the people would suffer. And certainly the word tells us that after the reign of King Josiah and after shortly after his death, then things got bad. The destruction befell Jerusalem. So in essence, the writing of the book of Jeremiah and Lamentations have been attributed to him. Now, there are two types of laments in the book of Lamentations. First type is the individual lament, which is a personal declaration of private pain and struggling. The second, the corporate lament, expresses the hurt and pain of an entire community as found in Lamentations 5. So here we are in Lamentations 5. What community is crying out before the Lord? Well, the community is lifting up their voices to the Lord for his deliverance. So the traditional types that Jeremiah wrote in Lamentation, he wrote this in a cave. He wrote it in the cave located outside the north wall of Jerusalem, just below Golgotha, the place where Jesus was crucified. Now, some points that I want to make about Lamentations. Praise the God. How much time do I have? I'm good. Lamentations is the prophet Jeremiah's poetic expressions of lament regarding Judah's condition following the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. Two Lamentations is one of the books in the Hebrew megaloth, the Hebrew, which is Hebrew for scroll. Because it relates to the ruins of Judah and promises restoration, it is particularly prized among Jews and reads frequently. The fifth book, the five books of the Megaloth, are Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Lamentations, Ruth, and Esther. Lamentations 5 concludes the four preceding chapters with representing the nations are weighed down under the calamity as they humbly petition divine favor for restoration. Meaning they were praying, y'all. They were praying. They were praying to get from under what they were going through. Jeremiah's prayers begins by asking God to remember their miserable condition, asking God to remember and to forget, not to forget them in their time of misery. This was the prophet's way of acknowledging and accepting God's righteous judgment as he asked for mercy. Certainly, we understand and we see that God was punishing the Israelites for their sins, for not obeying the covenant, for not obeying the law. And yet Jeremiah recognizes Israel's power to return from their sick, sinful ways, and this could only come from the Lord. And this is a type, of picture of what would happen when Christ came and the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. So in essence, when we look at the scriptures, when we look at Lamentations 1 through 5, 1 through 10, it is a prayer. It is words of prayer. It is asking God to remember the people of Jerusalem. God, don't forget us. Don't forget them. And certainly we find in Genesis 8 and 1 scriptures related to the cries that have been cried out. Genesis 12 and Genesis 19 and 29 scriptures talking about God to remember us in our condition. God, heal our land. We are praying. We're asking God for deliverance. The people's despair suggested that sense that God forgot them. The prophet calls upon the Lord to consider, to behold what happened to Jerusalem and its people. Consider and behold are written in terms to ask for immediate condition. This one proud nation has fallen. It's fallen to disgrace and humiliation. And this prophet has prophesied to this nation that judgment would come. And now we see judgment has come. But God is not slack concerning his problems. God is not slack to heal us of our sins. God is not slack to show up for us. And certainly we find that the scriptures point to the fact that they were in a strange land. They were in a land that now, once they had riches, they didn't have riches, but they were being burnt. Their skin color had been turned black as the soot on the pot because they had displeased and walked and did evil in the sight of God. But God is saying that no matter what, you steal my people. Judah was alone in the world, and they had no allies that could save them from the Babylonian invasion. But certainly God comes along. God comes along and gives us a plan. There are few still in the land here to speak truth to power, to speak truth to the situations that go on now. We are living in a day now that we as believers must come together. We must put our part in action and no longer sit idly as it relates to the social economic conditions that we're living in. We must empower our communities and have them more safer and more economically sound by working collectively as together, as in the past, the church came and led the way. As people, we have survived the atrocities of slavery, segregation, and systematic injustice with God as our source and our strength. We see our children are getting killed in the street. African Americans and young ladies are getting shot down by, it seems, the police department. We see that the budget is increasing for the police department, but they're not being increased for those issues of social reform, of mental health, or teaching and training our young people. So we need to cry out and spare not. We need to cry to the highest top. We need to seek God like never before, because God will give us the plans we need to fight this battle, because Satan is trying to take our young people, but we have the victory. We have the resources. We can speak truth to power. We have the ability to seek the Lord, and he will provide for us. God will provide financially for us. God will provide resources for us. God will give us the things that we need once we seek him. So, as a resilient people, we must pass down the heritage of how to strategically fight and pray. We are walking across generations. We must realize the truth is transformation with restoration. Thank you, Satan, you're alive. To realize the truth in transformation and with restoration. God promises when we look to him, God will provide for us. God will restore. Lives get discouraging. Life gets discouraging. And I'm going to say this again. Life gets discouraging. And lamenting on the ills of our world is a common natural response. But after acknowledging the pain, we must turn the complaints to action. There are so many ways for us to get involved individually and collectively to make a special impact. Hallelujah. We need to fortify ourselves. We need to understand that Satan is involved in all areas of life and government. Therefore, we as Christians must also be involved in all forms of government, whether it's the legislation body, whether it's the jurisdiction of the body that talks about all bodies of the law. Praise the Lord. All bodies, when we get out there and vote, when we see this justice going on, we need to speak to that as well. Ooh, hallelujah. Y'all keep me in prayer. So we need to develop faith-based programs that share the gospel and join existing programs that serve the common good. We have a voice. We must speak it. We must use our social platforms or the social media platforms to focus on solution and help shift the conversations from negative to make life better. The answer is because Jesus is leading his people. If we walk in Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ has the answer, and therefore we walk in the love of God because God has everything we need. God will provide us with the plans we need. God will give us the strategic formula to walk, to improve our communities, to speak truth to power, to heal, to deliver, to set free. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible states that he will pour his spirit on all flesh. This is the day, this is the time, this is the season. God is pouring. God is pouring mightily. We're praying for a revival in the land. Yes, coronavirus has made us sit in our homes and watch the TV. And watching the TV, yes, we say we've got a conviction with this officer, but there's more that needs to be done. God is standing up. God is showing the world. God is changing. God is pouring out his spirit on his people. We need to know that God is on his way back. And because he's on his way back, we've got to fortify ourselves to be ready to deal with this enemy or to represent God so he can save mankind. We need our loved ones saved. We need our grandchildren saved. We need our nieces saved. We need these young people to know that there is power in the name of Jesus. Just like in the old times, saints would call on the name of Jesus and he would answer. He would show up because that's who Jesus is. He died on the cross and we have restoration in him. We rebuild in him. We speak truth to power in Jesus, because Jesus came that we may live, and that life more abundantly, live here on this earth until he comes back the second time. And he's coming, but he won't come until this gospel has been spread abroad to everybody knows who Jesus is. And we know that the Holy Spirit, the power arm of God, can move in our lives and change, just like the Holy Spirit. God spoke to the Holy Spirit, and this world was formed. And therefore, the Holy Spirit will guide, will comfort us, will lead us when we cry, and we will cry. But the Spirit, but God is there to comfort our hearts and our souls and our mind, and then to build and to encourage and strengthen us. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for this word that has been given. I hope, God, that you've that there has been something said, that the people will be blessed, God. God, we pray, God, that you'll hide this word in the hearts of mankind. As they hear this word, God, we pray, God, that they will repent of their sins and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. We pray, God, for society at large right now. We pray, God, for those individuals that have been, those lives that have been taken due to senseless gun violence, and those that have been taken by the police. God, judgment has fell upon them, Father God, and we pray, God, for the young people that don't know you and the pardon their sins, God. I pray, God, that you'll give them a way, give them a person that will come by and say, do you know the Lord? And God, I pray, God, that you'll pour out your spirit. I pray, God, that you help, that you heal, that you deliver, God. Your people are crying out. We need your help. We need your help like never before. We need you to come in and to deliver, God. We are hurting as a people. We are hurting as a society. We're dealing with hurts. We're dealing with wounds that have not been resolved. And I pray, God, that you send people, God, to them, God, that their wounds may be delivered, that those hurts and wounds may be healed. In Jesus' name, we pray, God. We pray, God, for those on the line on this morning. We pray, God, that you'll touch, deliver, set free. If they're dealing with an issue, I bind it in Jesus' name. As we're touching and agreeing, God, do it for your glory. Show up and show out, because you're able to do that. You're able to meet every need that we have. You're able, God, to heal. You're able to deliver that pain. Right now, I bind it in Jesus' name. That sickness, I bind it in Jesus' name. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance, financial blessing in the name of Jesus. God, touch their families that they may be blessed, God. Heal, deliver, and set free. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me a text. Let me know how you enjoyed the word. I pray, God, that all have a good and blessed day. And we will see you on next week. Be blessed. Have a tremendous and lovely week. Know that God will give you the plans you need to intercede in the behalf of the people of our communities, of the people in this society. Speak to government. Speak to the issues that concerns us as people of color, as individuals. We need the Lord like never before. We need direction like never before. We need to intercede and we need to pray like never before. This is perilous times that we're living in. And God has the answer. God has the solution. Matter of fact, he's given it to us. He's given it to us even in the word on today. The Israelites went through pain and suffering because they had sinned. They even said, look at our fathers. Our fathers have sinned. Now you're putting it on our backs. And certainly blessings and curses does go down generation to generation. But God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Understand that God is with you. God is working out your situation. Be not afraid. Be not weary in well-doing, because God will work it out for you. You're strong, you know, you have everything that you need because God has given it to you. And certainly we can declare and decree because God has given us that authority. Be blessed. I see you on next week. Bye-bye.